You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. It's been more than 60 years since Brown versus the Board of Education, the Supreme Court case that ended state-sponsored racial segregation in schools. But as we know, segregation never really went away. Divisions by race and class have actually been on the rise in public schools. Now comes a report from the Century Foundation, an East Coast think tank, that shows a growing number of schools are finding ways to fight those trends. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott reports.
The Century Foundation started tracking efforts to make schools more socioeconomically diverse 20 years ago. Back then, researchers found just two examples.
We have now found 100 districts and charter schools or networks
representing more than 4 million students
that have policies that explicitly look at students' socioeconomic status and factor that into their enrollment.
The foundation's Hallie Potter says it's partly a strategy to reduce racial and ethnic segregation. The number of schools with high concentrations of Black and Latino students and poverty more than doubled between 2001 and 2014. She says research has shown that low-income kids of all races do better in mixed-income schools, which tend to have better resources and more experienced teachers.
We now know that the size of the achievement gap between the poorest students and the richest students is twice the size of the Black-white achievement gap.
That's one reason the Charlotte-Mecklenburg School District in North Carolina is developing a policy that will consider family income when assigning students to some schools. Superintendent Ann Clark says in a recent study, Charlotte ranked 50th out of 50 cities for economic mobility.
And certainly, having schools that have high concentrations of poverty doesn't necessarily create that opportunity.
The Century Foundation's Hallie Potter says the most effective diversity strategies consider both race and class when assigning kids to schools. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.